Hi, everyone. Welcome to the PTSS Lab Research Podcast, where we discuss the 10-year RCMP study, part of Canada's federal framework on post-traumatic stress disorder. My name is Ava, and today we're doing an overview of the study on the monthly mental health monitoring during the cadet training program. Joining me is Dr. Nicholas Carlton, a clinical psychology professor with expertise in psychological trauma among Canadian PSP and lead researcher of the PTSS Lab at the University of Regina.
Thanks for having me, Ava. I'm excited to share what we've learned so far.
It's great to have you, Nick. That being said, let's dive right in. So, can you give me a quick overview of why this study was done? Why did you want to study self-monitoring during the RCMP cadet training program?
So, current research suggests that when RCMP cadets first enter the training program, their mental health is around the same as, or even a bit better than, the general population. Then, by the time they finish the cadet training program and are just about to head into active duty, their mental health has actually improved compared to when they started, and is better than a lot of currently serving RCMP members.
Oh, so you're saying that the mental health of the cadet seems to get better during training?
Yes.
That's interesting, especially considering how intense that kind of program must be.
Right. Now, we're still evaluating why that is, what factors are driving those improvements, but we believe a key factor is the self-monitoring tools they used during training. These tools are designed to help cadets keep track of how they're doing mentally and may be playing a big role in that positive shift. So essentially, this part of the RCMP study was designed to examine the relationships between using the self-monitoring tools and the impact self-monitoring has on the mental health of the cadets.
I see. So not only are you measuring mental health outcomes, but you're also exploring how those improvements happen, which is very important. Okay, so on the topic of self-monitoring, what kind of tools were provided to the cadets to do this? And in general, how'd that whole process work? Like, are they getting feedback or support based on what they report? Or is the benefit just in becoming more aware?
During their training, cadets were given tools to do their own monthly check-ins online using surveys delivered through secured university platforms to assess their mental health symptoms. The surveys focused on a variety of topics such as significant life events, support systems, work fulfillment, substance use, and self-reported symptoms of disorders like panic disorder, PTSD, major depressive disorder, and generalized anxiety disorder, just to name a few. The monthly self-monitoring was built into their program schedules to encourage active participation. After completing each monthly survey, the cadets received immediate feedback based on their responses, including recommendations for accessing additional mental health support to get ahead of possible challenges, and of course, if their responses were consistent with one or more disorders.
Okay, that makes sense. I like that. The idea of taking some time once in a while to do a simple check-in. You know, we often talk about mental health like it's something you only think about when you're in a crisis, but regular check-ins could be a game changer in terms of prevention. So, can you tell me a little about the method used to conduct the research?
Yes. So this specific study was designed to find links between a change in the scores of self-reported mental health disorder symptoms and the amount of monthly mental health surveys that cadets participated in during their training. Using a sample size of 355 cadets, the study analyzed the relationship between the reported scores and number of completed surveys using advanced statistics and taking into account socio-demographic factors and existing mental health disorder symptoms the cadets reported when starting training.
Okay. So what were the results of this research? Was there a significant link found between mental health disorder scores and the number of surveys?
Yes. The current study results support our expectations based on previous research. Specifically, regular mental health self-monitoring was associated with a decrease in changes in mental health disorder symptoms, in this case during the cadet training program, from pre-training to pre-deployment. Cadets who completed more monthly surveys showed greater decreases in their self-reported mental health disorder symptoms of generalized anxiety disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and major depressive disorder. Overall, these results are consistent with existing evidence that self-monitoring of mental health disorder symptoms can improve mental health through increased mental health awareness and real-time feedback.
That's great to hear. It seems to me like this active engagement played a significant role in preventing these kinds of disorders. So, I'm wondering about the long-term impact. If this works so well during training, does it keep helping once they're out on duty? And could this kind of approach be useful for folks who are already in the field and potentially struggling with mental health?
Yes. We think that the current research results can be extended to help existing RCMP members and other PSP. The scheduled monthly self-monitoring surveys appear to be a readily accessible, seemingly transdiagnostic, evidence-based tool for helping to improve the mental health of RCMP cadets. As such, there is exciting potential for the tools to be used to monitor and improve the mental health of other trauma-exposed professionals.
That's very exciting. Just the idea that something as simple and accessible as self-monitoring could make such a meaningful difference. I think there's the possibility for some incredible results here. Well, thank you for your time, Nick, and for shedding some light on how self-monitoring can be such a powerful tool.
Thank you, Ava. It was a pleasure to be here.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you enjoyed our discussion about the RCMP longitudinal study, you can check out some of our other podcasts and additional information on the topic on our website at ptsslab.ca. For more details and specifics on this study, the full paper is available on our website as well. Have a nice day!